USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks as Michael Cohen testifies on Capitol Hill.
I guess what I'm saying is I've talked to the president over 300 times. I've not heard one time a racist comment out of his mouth in private. So how do you reconcile it? Do you have proof of those conversations?
I would ask you to.
Do you have tape recordings of those conversations?
No, sir.
Well, you've taped everybody else.
That's,
why wouldn't you have a tape?
That's also not true, sir.
Comments on Capitol Hill from Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina regarding Mr. Cohen's allegations that President Trump is a racist. The president is in Vietnam meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham had a chance to chat with the president.
It did bother him that there's going to be a split screen between Michael Cohen and him meeting with Kim Jong-un. And I said, well, that's just the world in which you live.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Executives of the seven major pharmaceutical companies defended their prices, arguing any cuts to their high profits would jeopardize research and development. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The prescription drug manufacturers claim legislative involvement in their pricing would stifle research of new innovative treatments. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he was concerned about patents on certain drugs that last decades.
I support drug companies recovering a profit based on their R&D and their development of innovative drugs. But at some point, that patent has to end, that exclusivity has to end, so that the patients get access to those drugs at a much cheaper cost.
A hearing date has been set concerning the lawsuit from a family of the Alabama woman who wants to come back to the United States after having joined ISIS. The court date is set for Monday, March 4th. Both President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo say the woman is not welcome here and does not have a valid passport. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Democrats pushed unprecedented legislation through the House to block President Trump's national emergency declaration to steer billions of extra dollars to the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The vote was 245 to 182, with all Democrats voting yes and 13 Republicans joining them. Republican Congressman Mike McCall of Texas tells Fox News what the president's trying to do along our border needs to be done.
We have all these family units coming up. We have drugs coming, pouring over into the United States. Human traffickers, the numbers are going up down there. We do have an emergency. President Obama called it an emergency in the prior administration. And I think the president is within his rights under the law that we that Congress passed to declare this an emergency declaration and put monies down to secure our border.
Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York's decision to cap her office salaries at $80,000 will let senior staffers avoid public transparency laws that would require them to reveal outside income, gifts, and stock trading activities. Under federal law, congressional employees who earn over $126,000 a year, which includes most chief of staffs, must submit public financial disclosure forms that detail outside income they earn, such as stock, investments, debt, gifts, and other paid trips they are given by outside sources. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.